about that. WGCH Newsletter time is 7:51. First Thursday of each month means State Representative Livvy Florin of Greenwich. Representative Florin, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tony. Thank you so much. And I hope you and all your listeners are fine as well.
And that's a good sentiment. And I know you want to talk about leadership during this pandemic. Go right ahead.
Well, I have been so impressed with how Governor Lamont and First Selectman Camillo and Mayor David Martin, who are the three people that I basically interface with daily, are leading. I mean, they're consistent, they're caring, they're compassionate, and they're working together. And the delegation, I serve in the delegation with Stanford reps and senators and Greenwich, and it's been wonderful. They've kept us in the loop and vice versa, and Congressman Himes, in addition, we have a call scheduled with him each week, so he keeps us up to date on the federal end of things. So I have found that there is a silver lining to this pandemic, and that is it really does not know political parties or borders. I mean, we're all in this together, and we're working together.
And that's among the leadership, although you do see things posted on social media that seem to break down along party lines about the seriousness of this. Do you agree with that?
No. And I really try to avoid getting mired in social media because it, to me, for what my work is, it's counterproductive. I just try to keep my eye focused on the ball and the goal, and that is to keep people safe and well and well-fed. And if they're sick, that they're cared for, and that's my mantra. I just...
The Connecticut Hospital Association with a very grim update from yesterday. Tell us about that.
Well, we had a conference call with them, and their mission, obviously, is to coordinate with all healthcare workers and the Department of Public Health, and they said that there was going to be a surge of patients. So their focus is on providing the correct facilities, the personnel, and that includes daycare provisions for the personnel that are working with sick people. The PPEs, the personal protective equipment, needs to be in place. And then a new category that I hadn't really known about before was PUIs, and those are persons under investigation who are being tested. And we're at 61% of those people. But what then do you do, you know? So we're going to lean a lot on telehealth. And the other objective is to get homeless people out of shelters and into short-term rentals or hotels. And we're not providing any elective surgery.
Okay. What is the state legislature doing?
Well, we're trying to work very hard to get our part of the federal funds. That I think is number one. Number two, Governor Lamont is communicating. He sends out these executive orders on what is essential, what is not essential, what department is doing what, like the short-term loans through DECD, the Department of Economic and Community Development, what the Department of Public Health is doing, also what the State Department of Education is doing, because all of these students are now being basically homeschooled with distance learning, and it is not a paradigm that is consistent across all platforms. So that's a huge, huge task. I mean, you don't want the next generation of young people to miss practically an entire year of education. And in addition, we're having our bond commission meeting remotely next Wednesday. This will be a first for me in my 20 years of doing this. And the major allocation is $76 million to the Office of Policy and Management, and that money is to go directly to help cities and towns, across the state.
What is the status of the session and the budget and things like that?
Well, you know, we did a biennium budget, so the budget is in place until the 1st of July, the one we did, last year. But the governor can still work from that going forward. One year we didn't get a new budget until October. So I think everybody is mainly focused on keeping people at home, healthy, and safe.
Okay. Any non-coronavirus related legislation being worked on, anything like that?
The committees, had pretty much done their work. A lot of them hadn't decided on which of the bills that were proposed that had already a public hearing, which are the ones they want to bring forward. But I think a lot of those are just going to be put on hold.
Yeah. Haven't heard too much about marijuana, gaming.
Nor tolls.
Or tolls.
No. In fact, I guess if there's a silver lining, that would be it for me.
I guess so. Okay, a couple seconds left still. Anything else to pass along?
No, just if, you know, stay tuned, get your updates, you know, go to the Town of Greenwich website. It's wonderful. If you'd like my updates, we do a couple a week. Just contact me and we'll put you on our list. And stay safe.
All right, you staying at home?
Yep.
All right. Enjoy. Are you binge watching anything?
Nope.
No.
I don't have time. I'm trying to keep up with what's happening so I can share it with my constituents, and that's beyond a full-time job, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Well, you don't miss the drive anyway, right?
No, I do not.
Yeah. All right, great. Representative Florin, thanks for joining us, and we'll see what May brings when we speak with you.
Oh, thank you, Tony, and thanks for all you're doing.
All right, take care. Have a good day.
Bye.
State Representative Livvy Florin joins us on the first Thursday of the month. State Representative Stephen Meskers next week. WGCH Two Center Time 7:58. Traffic and weather together next.
Hi, I'm.